Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate, they risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series, we talk with people in our community who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Jose Vadonia, postal worker, father of six, and Waco ISD school board member, discusses how he answered the call to serve local public education, along with his strong ties to family and community. Hosting today's conversation is KWBU's Community Engagement Coordinator, Rachel Velasco. This conversation was recorded November 30th in the KWBU studio.
Jose, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so glad that you were willing and able to come into the Central Texas Leadership Series.
Thank you for the invite.
I'd just like to start by you kind of giving us an introduction to yourself. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing here in Waco.
My name is Jose Vadonia. I worked for the post office for over 20 years now, and 5.5 years ago decided that I wanted to run for school board. And not at that time, but the person that was there due to illness stepped down, and it was sooner than I wanted it. You know, me and my wife talked about it, and when we talked about it, we weren't thinking about, okay, within a year. We're thinking about probably, you know, now. But the person who was there was due to illness stepped down, and we just say, you know, you might not ever get another opportunity. So we both kind of talked about who should do it, and we decided on me, and, you know, put my name in there. Was I was appointed, so we, you know, it was like an interview. They had, I think, three other people that applied for the position, and I was appointed to that to finish out the term, and then ran the election and won that, and then luckily ran unopposed this last year and a half, which was good.
And so you have children in the Waco ISD school district. So is that how you got started in, you know, wanting to be a part of the school board?
With that story, I've had all my kids. I have six kids. All of them, I got two left in school, but all of them have graduated from university, high school, Waco ISD. But two of my daughters, they just had, we had not severe problems. We just had some problems at school, and every time I tried to talk to somebody, it was, you know, we could never get answers, and we kind of felt like we weren't getting the help we needed. And that was really the main reason running, is I wanted to be there for anybody else that experienced that. Like, if you feel like you can't get answers or need help just talking to somebody, I was like, I might not be able to solve your problem, but I can get you in the right direction. And to me, a lot of people it's not about solving problems, it's just about getting your voice heard and being acknowledged. I think that was the biggest part, is I didn't feel that we were being acknowledged and our problem was taken serious. And that was my main reason for running. I just want to be there for people. Like, I just want to make sure they don't feel the same way, because that could push people away from the district. You know, if you don't feel like you're wanted here or you can't get answers here. And that was my big point, is I just want to make people feel wanted and let them know that, hey, if my email's on the website, you can reach out to me. I try to put my phone number out there and have people call me, or I, you know, anybody that, you know, if you yourself, if you have somebody that, hey, I got a person that can help you, I'll talk to them. And like I said, we probably can't solve every problem, but I just want to know about it and acknowledge it and see what we can do to help anybody.
Yeah. I noticed when I actually was reading your bio on the Waco ISD website under the different school board members, and I'm actually going to read it here, because I think what you've talked about is you noticed there was an issue, and instead of going, oh, throw up my hands, there's nothing we can do about it, let's just complain, like, this is, you know, it's nothing's ever going to change, you instead took a different perspective and said, what can we do about this? How can I be proactive and step in and do something to create positive change? And that really comes through in your bio. So I'm going to read it really fast. It says, a value that I have taught my children is that you give back to the community that has poured into you. This is why I wanted to serve the school district in which I graduated from. I chose to serve on the school board because I wanted to create better opportunities for all students. My children benefited from the many programs that Waco ISD had to offer. I wanted to ensure that we continue to grow in the opportunities that we have to offer our students, faculty, and staff. As a Spanish-speaking immigrant, it's important that I represent a community that is continuously growing and becoming a larger part of our Waco ISD family. I read that and I thought, this is encapsulating really what is so powerful about the people who live and work in our community. You really took to heart what you took from the community growing up here and you know, your family growing up here. And you said, I've gotten something great out of this and I'm ready to pour back in. And so you took that challenge and turned it into really an opportunity to serve. And I just think that's such a powerful message that I was so excited to be able to share that with you today. So as you came on to the school board, so you mentioned in the beginning of our interview, you've been a postal worker for 20 years. So it's not like you have extensive experience serving on boards or serving on different types of organizations like this, right? So this was this a first time that you kind of had taken a major leadership role?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, with the post office, we've not really leadership, but just helped with the union, listened to some stuff, but not, I mean, I was always in like, just trying to learn, but not nothing serious like this. This is more dealing with people and talking. You know, I mean, you got schools, you got principals, you got teachers, you got the most important students that we try to help the most, you know. So, yeah, so this is a new experience, and I've never had, any leadership role like that before.
What gave you the confidence to say, because it sounds like you guys made that decision pretty quickly, like, hey, there's an issue, we see it, now we're going to step in. Maybe, like you mentioned, it happened a little faster than what you had planned, but where did you get the confidence to say, hey, I'm the one, if not me, then who, right? Where did you get that from?
Probably from my kids. You know, they, like I said, it was a family decision. You know, we talked to the kids and me or my wife both could have done it, but I think we just decided, we decided on me. And I think, you know, again, I'm glad they pushed me this way because learning new experience and benefiting from it. But yeah, I think it's just mostly a family decision to jump into this.
In your bio, you talk about being a representative of the Spanish-speaking immigrant community here in Waco and really kind of shining a light on that in that leadership role. How do you feel that you're serving that particular community in your role?
Well, being able to communicate and I want to say bring more acknowledgement to them. I mean, I know I don't have the numbers right off the back, but I know our graduation rate for Waco ISD has gone up. In the African American, the Hispanic community, their graduation rate has gone up. So that's a big plus for me. You know, that's what I wanted to see because I used to see a lot of kids that were the Spanish speaking kids that wouldn't finish high school. A lot of us just rather support our family, and as soon as you can get a job, even if it's decent pay, you do that full time, and I understand that, but I wanted to push that education was more, you know, valuable. You can still do that and then graduate and then continue to do that. But that diploma gives you a bigger opportunity than just leaving school. But like I said, to see a graduation rate go up in all those categories just makes me proud of what I'm doing and, you know, shows that it's working slowly but surely.
I think representation is such a huge thing, seeing someone who looks like you, who speaks like you in these positions that are helping to make decisions about your future. It's such an important thing. I don't think we can kind of underscore how great it is to see, you know, our school boards being representative of the student populations that they're serving. And so I think that as you step into leading through this role, we also are seeing your own kids are stepping into some leadership roles. We had talked about this off the air just a little while ago, but, you know, being a role model and example for your own family as a father, you know, tell me about what that feels like to watch your own children starting to kind of take on some of this community leadership as well.
I mean, it just makes me proud. And, you know, as a parent, you're just glad they're doing it. And, you know, people give parents credit, but to me, I give more credit to them because they make the choices. They can say, hey, I don't want to do none of this. Or they do most of the stuff they do on their own, and we support them. You know, to see that they're doing this on their own, making their own decision, just makes me, you know, proud that, hey, they're going the right direction.
What type of volunteer opportunities do they kind of gravitate towards? What are some of the things that they're working on?
Since my oldest daughter, I think she's 27, since they were in high school, they always did the buddy, the no limitation with that, and all of them have gone into that. Even my my youngest daughter, she's 13. She started.
And for listeners who might not know what No Limitations is, will you just give kind of a snippet about what they do?
They do sports for handicapped kids. I mean, they have different seasons. They do baseball, football, basketball, and I think they do soccer. But they really participate a lot in the baseball one. My daughters did the football and all that, but my son really just does the baseball one and all that. So it's a nice little organization that, you know, gets everybody involved.
That's fantastic. And I know your son was recently just recognized for some leadership that he's taking on as a senior at University High School. Will you tell us a little bit about his accomplishments?
So he was nominated for Classroom Champion, and the news station did a interview with him yesterday, and it was broadcasted last night. And that's another proud moment, you know, is just the accomplishments these kids are doing on their own and to be recognized. And that's something right there, too, that, you know, it's been a while since you've seen, I know La Vegas had a Classroom Champion, and Waco High had, I think, 2 years ago. But you want to see more of that in your community. And when you see that, you know, you see other kids that are like, hey, how did you do it? You want to be that, too. You want that spotlight. And that's something that I hope we can get more Classroom Champions out of Waco ISD, you know, multiple schools, Waco High and University.
Yeah, I think when your kids are stepping into those leadership roles and you watch them sort of kind of taking up the next generation of leadership, what kind of advice would you give to other students, you know, maybe not your own kids, because we know our own kids never listen to our own advice. They'll do what they see, but they're not maybe going to listen to what we say. But if you have other students that are coming to you and they're saying, Mr. Vidania, you know, what kind of advice could you give me if I want to be a leader in my community? What are some things that you would tell those younger folks that are coming into these leadership roles?
So one thing I tell everybody is do it for yourself. Don't do it to get on a Facebook. Don't do it to get on the news. Just do it because you want to do it, and it feels good. You know, you're doing it because you want to do it. It feels good in your heart. Don't do it because I'm going to do this, and if I don't get on Facebook, I'm going to stop. You know, if I don't get recognized by the radio station, I'm going to stop doing it. You know, do it because you want to do it. You know, don't do it because you're trying to get this and that out of it. But yeah, if you do it because you want to do it, it feels better and it goes a long way.
What are some of the things that you're most proud of as far as some changes that the school board has made since you've been a part of it? Maybe some initiatives that you've put together or some things that you've seen that have actually begun to change since you've been a part of the school board?
So one thing, when we had our Dr. Incannon come down, and we're continuing with our new superintendent, Dr. Spicer, recognition of students, just to let them know that, hey, we see what you're doing and we appreciate what you're doing. You know, you can have a student that be like, man, I've been making A's for 4 years and I ain't never got an award, and we got some of these sports teams that are barely winning and they're getting recognized every week. You know, so, you know, to recognize every student from academics to choir to theater to sports, and let them know that, hey, we appreciate what you're doing and keep them accomplishments coming. That's one of the biggest things that since I've been on the school board that I've seen, that we do more recognition of not just students, but also teachers. We have more more stuff, you know, they apply for grants and all that. And I've been on some of the when they award them, and it's good to see the kids there and how excited they get when they see these teachers get these grants for these checks. I mean, some of the kids are just funny because some of them are like, hey, you know, is that our money too? Because, you know, we kind of helped you.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, the students, yeah, I mean, it's just to see the students and the teachers' reaction is just great.
I think that's so wonderful to hear you talk about, you know, recognizing the students, but also the teachers that are putting in a lot of the work behind the scenes, and they're showing up for those kids every day. Recognition means a lot to folks, right? Because
yes.
They, you know, it just takes something small, a gesture to say, hey, we see you, we see what you're doing. And that sort of creates that internal motivation to keep going. And that's what we want to teach our young folks, is how to be internally motivated. I mean, you mentioned that just now when you said don't do something because you're going to get that external reward, but you do it because of the way it makes you feel about yourself and about the contribution that you're making to your community. What do you think is important about the work that the school board does in the community? I know you talk about recognition, but as far as, you know, when you go to the school board meetings, when you're here listening to parents and teachers, what do you think is important about that function of the school board? And how do you think that the people who are interacting with the school board can make it a better experience?
Listening is one thing, listening to the parents, and the same thing goes the other way. You know, the parents need to listen and understand. I mean, it's not, there's a lot of laws, and that's something that I learned, because I was one of them parents that was like, how hard can it be to do this? You know, why can't y'all make this school better? Why can't you do this and that? But, you know, there's a lot of laws you learn when I was on the school board, you know, TEA and the state and funding. And now I always tell people, so you can go to these websites and learn, and that right there, just that part, just to understand what the schools can and can't do, and what a school board can and can't do. And that helps a lot, because it gives me people more understanding of why we're not doing certain things and why we're only doing this at this place. Because educating everybody all around, it's better. But I say listening, because, you know, I try to visit as many schools as I can too, because I want to hear from teachers. I want to hear from principals, because you can hear stuff from, you know, the principal can say, hey, we're doing great over here. And then I run into a teacher and like, oh man, you know, we're doing horrible over here. You know, we need this, we need that. And so I'd rather hear from everybody. That way I can, you know, hey, you know, you said you're doing great, but I had five teachers tell me that they're having a problem with this. So just to get everybody's opinion and then analyze that.
It sounds like it's a lot of time to go out and build relationships and talk with people and make yourself a safe space to talk, right? So you want people to feel comfortable sharing with you their real experience. How have you built some of these relationships? What are some things that you think could be helpful with other people who are looking to, like, I want to really know the truth about what's happening in my organization or with people that I'm working with? So how do you make people feel comfortable when you're asking them these questions?
Well, so first of all, I mean, just being there, like today's my day off. I usually try to schedule one or two school visits, you know, through our district. And I try to do that, you know, working for the post office pretty much from October to Christmas, we don't get a day off. So I try to do that from now till that time, just schedule one or two days off. And any event we've had dyslexia night, I just show up to that. And, I mean, we have all kinds of events that the school holds, and just show up to that, talk to parents, talk to people there, talk to the staff, you know. And like I said, these school visits, I try to make as many as I can on my days off, usually two to three, because depending on the school, it could be 45 to an hour walk, and I don't want to overlap anything. So it's usually two or three schools. So, I mean, you know, there goes my day off, you know, and if there's a, like if there's a game tonight or anything, I'll try to make at least one or two games. I have times where I went to a basketball game for the first half and then went across town to the other game for the second half just to support the whole district. You know, I mean, I grew up in South Waco, but I'm a representative of Waco ISD, so it's just not South Waco anymore for me. It's all of Waco ISD, so Waco High, all the schools, you know, Alta Vista, West, Providence, all the schools, Carver, you know, it's just Tennyson. It's just not your South Waco schools anymore. It's, you got to support everybody. And to me, just showing up, like I said, I go to a lot of events. One of the hardest things is Christmas time, because everybody has Christmas plays and all that, and the Christmas musicals, and some overlap. And like I said, trying to almost be at all of them at once. And it's hard. So I do rotate sometimes. Like if I went to a Kendrick one this year, I'll say, okay, I'm going to make sure I go to Bell's Hills, because a lot of them hold them on the same night. So I try to go the next year to another one, or the next event, I'll say, okay, I did Kendrick, I need to get to West, or I need to get to J.H. Hines. So I think just people seeing you there, you know, the staff seeing you there, I mean, that and I talk to everybody, I mean, from the maintenance people, you know, I go to some of these events and, you know, if you see something on the floor, I'm not going to just let the maintenance come pick it up. I'm going to pick it up and just throw it in there. And I think them seeing that, you know, lets them know that, like, man, this dude is a people person. You know, he's not, you know, just there. But I think that's the biggest part, is just being, try to be as many places as you can to communicate with people and just to let them know that you're there and you care.
What you're saying, I think, is so important, that, you know, that consistency and showing up, and then people trust that you're going to be there and they trust that you care because they see it in action. It's not just your words. It's your actions that are following day by day by day. And I think that's great advice for anybody that wants to get involved in their local community, is just to show up for things and meet people and talk. And I think you've been a great example of that as you have served on the school board. We're here at the beginning of a new year. And so I kind of want to hear from you, like, what are you excited about as we go into this new year? What are you looking forward to, not just on the school board, but also, you know, with all of the other things that you're doing in your life and the ways that you're engaging with the community? What are you looking forward to?
Well, the most important one is, you know, so my son graduates this year. That's a big accomplishment. So graduations in May, that's one big thing that we're looking forward to. And then, of course, he's planning to go to Oklahoma. So it's always hard to, you know, my oldest daughter went to Tulsa. My oldest son lives in California. And my twins were in Austin. Austin wasn't too bad because you can drive down there and nothing. But when they're 4 or 5 hours away or in California, it's kind of hard to grasp that, like, man, I just can't pop up if you have a problem, you know, and that makes it hard as a parent. But that the biggest thing, and then just continuing with schoolwork. We'll have Kendrick and Kendrick Open, Wake, Ohio, be done. So those schools, and South Waco's getting added to and all that. And so they moved into the new part of the school when they went back Tuesday, and they're redoing the old part to, you know, match it all up together. So all those schools will be should be this next school year. Everything should be. All our schools should be done, and we'll see where we go from there. But to have the new Kendrick, the new Waco High, South Waco, those are the most exciting parts of the coming year, you know, for me. And still just working with the kids and watching their accomplishments. That's always good when, you know, that's my best part of the school board meeting is when we have student recognition and they tell you what they done, the TAF, the choir, all the accomplishments, band. I mean, from everybody that goes in there, and you sit there and just look on there, and when they tell you they came in like second or they came in third out of the state, or even when they come in, you know, first in some of their competitions, you're sitting there, and when they say in the state, you sit there, man, this is a big state with all the school districts that are around here, and for somebody from your district, from you know, Waco High University to, or even our middle schools get awards and all that, for them to be doing that, I can't even explain how I feel with it, because that's just a big accomplishment to have them compete against. I mean, you know how big the state is and how many districts they are. Just alone in our district is big, and then even the surrounding, you know, you got Killeen, Temple, and all them, and that's just Central Texas, and we're talking about the state, you know, to get something out of that, that's just great. So that's one of the biggest things that I look forward to, is just to keep seeing these accomplishments from our students.
It is exciting to hear, because when the kids are out there doing things that are making a difference, and like you said, they're getting recognition, not just at their district level, but at the state, at the city, you know, citywide, it is exciting, because it feels like, you know, hey, we've watched these kids grow, and we've provided an environment for them to excel and succeed. And so it's like a little bit of you sharing in that that accomplishment with them, right? Like we've helped along the way, and then so you can really celebrate that with those kiddos. So one thing I'd love to hear is, who inspires you? Who inspires you as you go into each day that you're doing all this work? It sounds like it's very time consuming. I mean, you're spending a lot of time. So who are the people that keep you going?
I'm going to say my kids. You know, I've from the time that my daughters played softball, my son played baseball, but just watching them do what they do, you know, to me, they're more accomplished than I am. And just seeing them do what they do, to me, I want to live up to what they're doing. I don't know if that makes sense, but to me, they're more accomplished than I am, and I just want to start living up to what they've accomplished in life and all that. And at the same time, I guess they see me as the same way, but to let them know, I see them as their my motivation to keep going forward and keep accomplishing more things. Like I said, I love the way they're all great speakers, and I'm coming out of that. You know, that's why I'm here, and I talk more. You know, talk more public and go to places and talk more. But that was one of my biggest problems, was not being able to speak. I guess being kind of scared to speak. But watching them, I mean, they, you know, one of my twins gave a speech at her graduation at the high school. And that was great. Just to speak in front of that many people. I mean, I used to have trouble speaking in front of 3-4 people, you know. But that's my motivation, is watching what they do and their accomplishments, and saying, "Hey, man, you know, if they're doing it at a young age, you know, you can do it too."
I think that's so cool, because sometimes our kids will surprise us, right? Doing things that you're like, where did that come from? I mean, how did you learn that? Because you didn't get it from me.
Yeah.
I feel that sometimes in my own family with my own kids. And, you know, I love that their accomplishments mean so much to you, and that's what keeps motivating.
I tell a lot of people they get everything from my wife, their mother.
Well, I'm sure they get quite a bit from you too. It sounds like you are quite a role model for them as well.
Yeah, thank you.
The last question I would like to ask as we kind of wrap up our time together, and first of all, I just want to thank you so much for coming and spending this time and sharing so much of your story. And it's so exciting to get to hear the way that you approach leadership. I think that's a huge thing. But what's something that you would like to learn going into this new year with our last little bit of time that we have? Like, what are you looking forward to learning for yourself or in your role on the school board?
Well, I mean, just continue to educate myself. Like I said, there's, you know, one of the biggest things we got coming this year is vouchers, and just to learn the whole ins and outs of that, because that's going to have a big effect on not just school districts, but also in communities. And that's one of my biggest things right now, is to get as much information as I can, not just for me, but also to educate people in, because there's a lot of people that are just saying vouchers, and they're saying, well, it's going to be a free ride to a public, you know, to a private school, which that's not all true. Some of it is, but it's not all true. But just education, still educate myself on, I mean, there's so much to do and learn on the school board, and 5.5 years, and I've still probably just learned half, probably still got a long way to go. So just to continue my education about school education and, school board, and most important, like I said, vouchers, just to have a full understanding of that.
Well, I want to thank you once again for coming and talking with me today. I am so glad to get to hear your story, and it's exciting to know that we've got folks out in our community that are doing this really great work. And so thank you for what you do for us, and thank you for sharing your story today.
All right, thank you again. Thank you for the invite.
Central Texas Leadership Series is a production of KWBU. To hear this and previous episodes, head to the Programs tab at kwbu.org.